I'm Toby Jervix, curator of photography at the Smithsonian American Art Museum. One of the most unusual aspects of O'Sullivan's biography is that we have no record to speak of in his own hand. There is outside of a job application to the Treasury Department in the 1880s and an equipment list that may or may not have been in his own hand. There is no diary that he left behind. There are no letters home to his wife when he's working in the field. There's nothing that we can point to as really coming directly from O'Sullivan. But we do have a good sense of who he was from the letters and diaries of his colleagues on the King and Wheeler surveys. And a consistent picture emerges. We know that he was thought to have a profane mouth. He was known for his incessant swearing and also for sort of nonstop recollections of his time during the war. So he was certainly one of the more colorful characters on both surveys, but someone who was also widely respected and not seen as a sort of support member, but somebody whose abilities were respected by all of the senior scientists in the field and whose role was privileged as much as theirs was considered, and he was considered to be as important to the success of the expeditions as their roles.